This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of deep winter. It's the second week of the Pussy Willow cracking moon and the second week of the sun in Capricorn. Although the character of an entire season is difficult to predict, particular periods of the winter are subject to lunar forces that affect tides as well as the severity of storms. The first major storm period of the new year after this year's New Year's Eve weather can be expected to occur between January 9th and 14th. That's when the continent is subject to full moon as well as to perigee, the moon's position closest to Earth. The next storm period arrives at the end of January, with the new moon coinciding with the second last front of the month around January 24th and 25th. It'll be right after the January thaw. Although the Groundhog Day thaw around February 2nd should provide some relief for early February, the cold is likely to return by February 4th, and then on February 9th and 10th, full moon in perigee once again will almost certainly bring severe supermoon conditions. A significant thaw will occur in the middle of the month, but snowdrop winter will stifle spring's progress around new moon, February 24th. Then, on March 9th and 10th, another supermoon situation occurs with full moon and lunar perigee taking place so close to one another. And new moon on March 24th will also create troublesome conditions for farmers and gardeners and travelers. Then, once again, it's going to be a wild spring. A supermoon on April 7th will bring frost deep into the south, freezing fruit trees and early seedlings. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of deep winter. In the meantime, pay attention to full moon and new moon times this winter and spring. They will bring high weather tides throughout the country. And for more information, you can order the weather book of Poor Will's Almanac from Amazon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.